Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The two of us recognize that the institution of Albany has been under duress and scrutiny and critique from the public and from many of you, and rightly so. And we tried to set an example of a decorum that we thought would help to change that culture.
Duress, scrutiny, critique, decorum. Governor Patterson, who used to be Senate Minority Leader, as stunned as anyone about the retirement of the Senate Majority Leader, Albany's 79-year-old Republican boss, Joe Bruno, who says he will not run for re-election. The official announcement of his stepping down from his leadership post as of today will come in about an hour. The amateur boxer Bruno and the spoiling for a fight Spitzer have knocked each other out. But forget the personalities. What will it mean for the issues? The Democrats could now take control of both branches of government for the first time in, well, forever. What would that mean for the issues? Taxes, education, gay marriage, those stubborn, rocky drug laws. Let's talk first to Wayne Barrett, Village Voice political columnist who has followed Bruno closely. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Brian.
I gather he's officially giving up the leadership post today. It's going to go to Dean Skelos. We just confirmed that with Senator Frank Padovan. Is this going to mean any change at the policy level?
I don't think so, Brian. I mean, you know, there's no question but that Joe Bruno, and I certainly will shed no tear over his departure, but Joe Bruno embodied his conference. So I don't think that there's going to be any real sharp differences between Skelos and Bruno on issues. Skelos, after all, comes from Long Island, and one of the most important things I think that Joe Bruno did as majority leader, in which Skelos would even be more aggressive, is protecting the privileged state allocation fund of education monies, which disproportionately go to Long Island and go to these Republican districts that Skelos represents one of, and certainly that has damaged the city. It has been unfair to the city. The highest courts in the state have found that, and yet really the disproportion continues even after the Court of Appeals decision. And that's one of the number one priorities of the Senate Republican majority, is to make sure the city gets screwed and the suburbs get much more than what they are due, even the richest suburban districts in state school aid. So those are the kinds of priorities they have, and I certainly expect them to continue.
The Senate only has a two-seat Republican majority. The Democrats have the Assembly and the governorship. Will the Democrats take the Senate this November, too, when a huge blue state turnout is expected for Barack Obama?
Well, I think that if Hillary Clinton is on the ticket, I certainly think that the Democrats will gain a majority in the Senate. If Barack Obama is on the ticket with someone without that New York base, I don't think he's going to carry New York with such a large number that he brings in a Senate majority. I'm dubious about that prospect, but I certainly think if Hillary is the vice presidential candidate that will happen.
Well, let me just linger on that for a second, because that's an interesting twist. You think whether the state Senate goes Democrat this year might hinge on whether Hillary Clinton is the vice presidential choice of Obama?
Yeah, I don't think that Barack Obama is going to be a this is not just Barrett analysis. I think this was Bruno analysis. I think he openly said this publicly. I certainly have the sense that it was the analysis of Joe Bruno and the Senate Republicans that they were in a much better position to hold on to their majority if Barack Obama was the nominee when this question was up in the air. So I think it would naturally follow that if Hillary is on the ticket, that would position Democrats better in terms of the statewide races. It would position Democrats better, far better than, say, if Jim Webb is the vice presidential candidate in this state. I don't think it's nearly as attractive a ticket statewide with Obama on the top of it. It'll run very well in the city, an Obama ticket, but I don't think it's going to run that well. There are going to be districts across the state in which Obama is going to be a burden to Democrats in some of the upstate districts.
Where it might more resemble some of the down-and-out counties of Pennsylvania
that turned
against him for reasons well-worn.
Yeah.
Why is Bruno retiring? Is it the scandal investigation catching up with him? Is he tired of the battle? Doesn't want to be the one to maybe lose the majority in November? Is he dispirited from the death of his wife a few months ago? Or maybe just all of the above?
Well, you know, we're both working at tea leaves here, but I will just say to you that I think the most important tea leave, I've discussed this on your show before, was an Albany Times Union story that is now celebrating its first anniversary, which ran in the summer of 2007, in which FBI officials were quoted on an off-the-record basis. They were not named, but they were quoted as saying, "We have the indictment ready to go. We have all of the pieces that we need to put together. We're ready to indict Joe Bruno." Now, the United States Attorney for the Northern District was someone who played ball with the Justice Department, with the Bush Justice Department, so much so that they made him a federal judge. He became a federal judge at the end of 2007, and we have a new U.S. Attorney in the Northern District. The Bush administration is on its way out the door, and there's no question in my mind but that this investigation has gained a second wind. I mean, it was reported that just this week the FBI came in and took 30 more boxes out of the state Senate offices. And so I think that the investigation is certainly a relevant factor. I think the primary problem for Joe Bruno, though, is political. I mean, if you can't tell whether or not your leader is going to get indicted between now and November, then you'd better get him out now. And I don't know how they could be certain that Joe Bruno would not be indicted between now and November. That would be a crushing blow to the Senate Republicans. So I think this is the time to exit from the stage as the leader. Dean Skelos has, you know, been a protege for many, many, many years, ready to take over, and I think he will present a new face. He's much better than Bruno is in discussing issues. Bruno was always the best schmoozer in Albany, the guy who could, you know, befriend anybody. I mean, you just played the tape of Governor Patterson, and I remember Governor Patterson telling me that when he was in an accident in his state car, that Joe Bruno gave him his car to ride for a couple of months before he got a new state car. He was a great schmoozer with the guys up there. But in terms of presenting an issue position, I think Skelos will probably be a better face for the Senate Republicans in November. And they may have positioned themselves well here with the timing of this decision.
Right. Interesting. Now, Skelos, a regular on this show, talking about the issues from a Republican New York State Senate perspective. So we hope he'll continue to do that when he is presumably majority leader, probably in about an hour. Wayne Barrett, Village Voice columnist, thanks a lot.
Great to talk to you, Brian.
And we go to New York Public Radio Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt right now as the session is about to start. Hi, Karen. What's going on up there?
Hi, Brian. Well, it's a little bit calmer today. People are just setting up in the Senator's ornate press conference and meeting room. But I'll tell you, last night here it was crazy. The Capitol's a very old building, and there's no air conditioning in these old hallways. And people were packed outside the Senator's office, I'd say probably 50 yards long, a crowd of everybody, lobbyists, legislative aides, reporters, of course, in the front, once the word started breaking that Joe Bruno was not going to run for re-election. Of course, he didn't come out and speak to anybody, which is a little bit of a letdown, but we'll certainly hear a lot from him in a few minutes.
And I gather there's a news conference that's going to take place after the session. Do you agree with Wayne's thumbnail analysis that this may be political for the good of his Senate Republican majority because the investigation into him is continuing? And as he goes into the November election and hopes to retain the Senate majority, which is slim right now, he doesn't want that cloud to be over him. His members don't want it to be over them. And that if anything's going to lose it in a year of potentially a big Democratic turnout, that's going to be it.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a side benefit. I think mostly he doesn't want to be Senate minority leader after being majority leader for nearly 14 years. And I think this is a clear indication that they know the handwriting on the wall. And they fear a Democratic sweep no matter what they do. I think they think it's out of their control. People don't really focus on state issues. There's a lot of anger at Bush and the Bush administration. New York's a blue state. And I think that he saw that he could get swept away. Of course, the federal investigation also has got to play a big part. I mean, they've been looking at him for 2 years now, and maybe he feels like they're finally going to start closing in. Certainly, if there was a new Democratic administration, they might go after him, because right now the U.S. attorney is a Republican, Glenn Sotheby. He also wants to be a judge, and who decides whether he gets to be a judge? The Bush administration.
Hmm.
So would he indict New York's top Republican? I don't think so. At least this is my theory. But if Bruno were in power next year, or at least a senator, and there was a different U.S. attorney, the situation might be different. So he may think, oh, let me get out while I'm ahead, for all of those reasons, both the ones that Wayne mentioned and also the other factors that are going on.
Where?
And also he is, you know, he's 79 years old. His wife died in January. He's a cancer survivor. Maybe he's thinking, you know what, I want to spend my 80s a little bit more relaxed.
We are covering the announcement by Joe Bruno, the 79-year-old New York State Senate Majority Leader, and that means Republican leader. He announced he will not run for re-election this November, and it looks like the session that's about to start will include an immediate change of power to Long Island Senator Dean Skelos as the Majority Leader. We're going to talk to another senior member of that Republican New York State delegation coming up right now. That's Frank Padovan, a longtime member from Eastern Queens, and New York Public Radio Karen DeWitt, correspondent in Albany. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure thing.
Republican Senator Frank Padovan of Queens joins us now to react to the announcement by Senator Bruno. Senator Padovan, thanks so much for coming on with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
This seems to have come as a surprise to most people. Was it a surprise to you?
In a sense, it was, but, you know, there's never a good time, and there's never a situation that doesn't belie that there's going to be change. It's the most certain thing in our lives, change, right?
For sure. So,
and that's what happened here.
Why is he retiring?
Well, you know, first, he's 79 years old. He lost his wife a couple of months ago. He's been in the Senate 32 years. He feels he wants to leave and provide an opportunity for someone of quality to replace him, and he has. Also to provide a transition in terms of leadership in an effective and positive way, and he is working on that. That undoubtedly will unravel today and become probably a fact. And this was the time he felt that it was best to do it.
You're going into session momentarily. What's going to happen?
Well, we have a lot of bills we're dealing with today, issues that are important, from brownfields to a variety of other issues.
You said he has found someone to be a positive successor. Is that Senator Skelos from
Long Island? Well, it appears to be, yes.
And do you support him for that job?
Yes.
What will it mean for Long Island or for downstate to have Dean Skelos in the job? Bruno always brought home a lot of bacon to Rensselaer and Saratoga.
Well, you know, everybody was successful in doing those things that are important to their districts and their regions. Certainly we did a lot, my colleagues with the City of New York, and we'll continue to do that. So I don't see any major changes there in terms of what people will be able to do that are worthwhile and positive for the regions and areas they represent.
Do you think that Senator Bruno, despite all the other pressures that people are talking about, the ongoing investigations, certainly the sadness of losing his wife recently, do you think he doesn't want to be the one to lose the majority in November?
No.
Which might be inevitable with the big blue state turnout for Obama?
Well, first, that presumption is wrong. And anybody who indulges themselves in thinking of that way are going to find out that you made a big mistake.
It's not inevitable. The majority's been dwindling. It's down to two seats. There's going to be a huge Democratic turnout in November.
Well, that remains to be seen in terms of what the turnout is and in what direction it goes. There's a long 4 months between now and Election Day.
What's the legacy of Joe Bruno?
Well, I think there are many things. Certainly, his support for those initiatives that were important to the people of the state, and you can go right down the list, property tax, STAR, environmental issues, major efforts to help the city of New York. Statement yesterday from the mayor, I think, was a very positive one, thanking him for the support he's provided consistently for years. Certainly education. We have provided massive amounts of money for education throughout the state, but certainly in the city of New York. Was 40% of the total state aid coming to the city. And the list is quite lengthy in terms of what has happened during his 13 years as majority leader.
You sound a little sad this morning, Senator. Are you sad over this?
Well, yes, you know, a little bit I am, you know, but he is now, he is the third majority leader that I served under. I was sad when Warren Anderson left. I was sad when Ralph Marino left. And I'll be sad to see him leave because, frankly, they've supported me in terms of the things that I had to do for my constituency in the city of New York. So you're sad to see that end. But again, there's nothing more certain than change, and that's what's happening.
So one other thing. There's been speculation already in the papers that the generation of older state senators currently led by Bruno might follow him out the door. Are you considering not running for re-election?
Wishful thinking.
I
didn't say you. I said wishful thinking on the part of people who would like to see that happen, but it's not going to happen. I can tell you that with certainty.
Padovan 08.
You bet.
Thanks for joining us.
You're well. Bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute. Have you heard that story about a rash of teenage pregnancies in Gloucester, Massachusetts? And the talk that it may be a pact among a number of girls to get pregnant. We will go live to Gloucester in just a minute and look at some of the underlying issues that it raises. Stay with us.